WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Pianist Dubravka Tomsic is a star in her native Yugoslavia, and she's getting better known in this country. On July 9th, she'll open the Newport Music Festival for the second time in a row. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz reviews her two latest albums on the Stradivari label.
You can never tell how much a recording engineer has improved a performance. How many times have you gone to a concert and come away disappointed because the performer's sound was smaller, the technique less reliable than you heard on a recording? With pianist Dubravka Tomsic, just the reverse happened. Her albums of Scarlatti, Chopin, Bach, and Beethoven revealed an artist of deep seriousness, effortless technique, and wide stylistic sympathies. But she's even more impressive in person. Her own style is direct and unpretentious. You like her even before she starts to play. For all her extraordinary range of tone, color, and dynamics, her performances are never self-serving, but always at the service of the music. Last summer, she opened the Newport Festival with a program of composers familiar from her recordings, and one surprise, Debussy. Now, the Debussy album she recorded just after that concert has finally been released, and it's both a wonderful souvenir of that event and a new confirmation of her powers. With Debussy, the music has to flow, but how easy it is for overly fluid fingers to dissolve Debussy's rhythmic complexity into a hazy mist. Then listen to the rhythmic bite Tomsic gives Soirée dans Grenade, Debussy's sensuous, urgent essay on Spanish rhythms. Debussy was a lot more than a colorist. Tomsic pays as much attention to Debussy's daring new harmonies and rhythmic structures as to his delicate atmospherics. She finds the backbone, the elemental underlying structure, like the simple geometrical form behind all the impressionist brushstrokes in a great Monet. Debussy also has a sense of humor. Imagine Homage à S. Pickwick Esquire, PPMPC, played by someone without one. Last year, Terry Gross asked Tomsic if it was harder to play profound, slow music than breathtaking displays of speed. Tomsic agreed that it was, but then cautioned that fast music must also be played with thought and expression. That's what makes her performances of pieces like L'Île Joyeuse and Feu d'Artifice so exciting. Listen to some of the fireworks.
The
Stradivari label has also issued a Tomsic album called Favorite Encores. What a treat it is to hear such a variety of old chestnuts taken seriously. Debussy's Clair de Lune, Rachmaninoff's Prelude in C-sharp minor, Schumann's Traumerei, Chopin's most famous Polonaise, and Beethoven's Für Elise, as well as pieces by Brahms, Liszt, Tchaikovsky, Grieg, and Sinding, the familiar rustle of spring. Here's the beginning of the tender Für Elise. If you're wondering what happened to the first three notes, so am I. They're not on my copy. This album of encores is designed to display range, but even here, Tomsic doesn't have to show off. She can leave that to the composers.
Lord Schwartz is classical music critic for the Boston Phoenix. This is Fresh Air.